Thanks, but no thanks. Kate and Morgan sound like a riot, though. Their respective fiancé and boyfriend talked about the women pretty near constantly. Come home with us and hang out. Dave tried again. It'll be fun. Not to mention safe. No different than here. James and Neil brought a mountain of groceries this morning. You checked the generator at least 1,000 times. Kayla's lips curved as she contemplated the high potential for peaceful solitude. Her and a world blanketed in white? An occasional deer for company? Really, I'm fine, thank you. All righty then. Mike crossed to her and dropped a kiss on the top of her head. She took advantage of the distraction to adjust her sweater away from her beating nipples, hoping the men couldn't detect the small hoops in them. An irregular beat of her heart fluttered her chest. When any member of the crew stood so near, denying their potent charm became impossible. Wedged between two of the studs, she could hardly breathe. Every one of the guys rocketed straight off her hotness chart, each with his unique twist. Mike's fraternal care warmed her despite the chill creeping through the giant plate glass window, which overlooked the mountainside and the lake in the distance. The flash of heat he inspired, though brilliant, was like a match compared to the bonfire Dave's searing sexuality lit inside her. Stay safe. I'm gone. Dave, you and the dynamic duo better hit the road as soon as they're finished. Mike slapped her patient on the ass and called over his retreating shoulder. 5 minutes or less. Start packing this away. Kayla wondered at the easy confidence the crew possessed around each other. Hey, can I ask you something? She grimaced when the thought flew off her lips. Great, now she'd introduce awkwardness to their light friendship. Anything. She continued to work on Dave, gathering her courage while she kneaded the flushed red handprint Mike had left on Dave's right cheek. Her fingers trailed to the backs of his powerful thighs before she continued. Most of my clients freak at the idea of someone spying their naughty bits, especially if my treatment arouses them. Neither she nor Dave could deny the solid erection he sported every time she touched him. Hiding his impressive equipment would have been near impossible, even if he'd bothered to try. The guys who'd helped her bring her dream to life, by constructing a quaint log cabin to house her future lakeside retreat, never once hesitated to drop trow or practiced the floor tile meet laser beam stare, which she'd witnessed from others when she offered to rub them down in the presence of their crewmates. So? You guys don't worry about stuff like that. If things get too intimate for one of you, you simply roll over, gather your clothes, and put your... cock? Yeah. They'd tuck their junk into their ripped, paint-stained jeans. She shivered. You zip up with no apologies, no false denials, no shame. More like a polite kiss on the cheek and a thank you. Why should we be ashamed? You're sexy as sin and fan-fucking-tastic with your hands. He grinned up at her. Does it bother you to know you turn us on? Hell no. When people act like a natural reaction is some giant secret, they sometimes make me feel like I've done something dirty. The crew's lack of inhibitions refreshed her, gave her hope her crazy venture could work. Your honesty is nice. Uncommon. You could say a lot of our relationship is unique. Me and the rest of the guys in the crew are close. We don't hide stuff from each other. We share everything without assuming attraction has to lead to action. I'm not gonna lie, though. It's great when it does. If she hadn't been so lost in thought, she might have probed for more info. They had no idea she planned more than an ordinary sanctuary surrounded by the wilderness outside. Not yet, anyway. She'd considered sharing her dream once she discovered how open-minded they were, but the opportunity hadn't arisen during the lunch breaks she shared with them or the massage sessions she supplied to discount her bill. They were usually too busy pulling pranks, telling her wild stories, or raising hell to sit and chat. She loved every minute of their company, Still, she'd fork over her autographed copy of Walt Whitman's A Sunbath Nakedness, or at least grant a peek at the rare document, for a sounding board. Kayla intended to open a nudist getaway, a spa where people could roam free of clothes and recriminating glares. Naked was her style. After her impulsive purchase of the acreage surrounding them, she'd spent loads of time on the mountain by herself. She'd indulged in both the luxury and the wildness of shucking her trappings plenty before hiring the 5 sexy men who comprised the crew to bring her vision to reality. Her family and friends had called the venture everything from ridiculous to a poor manifestation of her free spirit. The team of professionals, 2 lawyers, a doctor, and an accountant her parents had bred, couldn't comprehend the whims of their odd little sister.